Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And as I speak to you today, I thank the Lord for this great privilege that Unveiled Christ Ministries has to come into your home, your workplaces, your automobile, wherever you may be, where you're listening. I praise God for this radio broadcast ministry to encourage you with the word of the Lord. And I've asked the Lord today that my words would be a practical, tangible help in your spiritual walk, wherever you find yourself today. Now, do you find as you go about your day-to-day life in the midst of the activities of all the events of your day, do you find a longing and a deeper desire to fellowship with your God? I know I'm experiencing that. And no matter how many years you may have served the Lord, the Holy Spirit is creating a hunger for intimate communion with our Savior beyond anything of our past experiences. Psalm 118, verse 27 says, God is the Lord, which hath shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Now, that Hebrew word for light here is associated, there's much rich meaning to it. It's associated with life, with salvation, with prosperity, with wisdom, and justice. And it wasn't sufficient under the law for the sacrifice to be just brought or presented to the priest. It had to be bound to the horns of the altar by cords. Now, the horns of the altar signifies God's power and mercy to all who will come under the refuge of His protection. We must not merely be dedicated to His service, but to Him. And it's possible to be dedicated in His service and not to Him. We can be caught up in a ministry rather than Jesus. Yet, to be really dedicated to Him includes service. This scripture is a reminder of the necessity of binding ourselves with cords of remembrance of His great redeeming sacrifice, cords of love and cords of duty, which are our acceptable and reasonable service, according to Romans 12:1. And, you know, think about this. Even a willing sacrifice needs force sometimes to keep it in that sacrificial position. Now, that's, you know, the sacrifice was bound with cords, so we need the cords, the force of our will, and the force of persistence and determination. And I want to ask you today, is your sacrifice bound firmly by cords? It's possible that through the passing of time, with the burdens and the battles that time has brought, that those strong ties of that first love and dedication can slacken, they can get weak. And so can I enhearten you and embolden you today to stand strong in the Lord? Don't let anyone or anything hinder you from pressing into God. His word declares, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. My heart is filled with a renewed determination to see God's very best in your life, in the lives of the listening audience, in the lives of the UCM partners, that you could receive all that He has for you. I'm praying for a new work of His Spirit to begin in your life, that you'll seize each new day as an opportunity to grow in grace, in wisdom, and in the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I'm praying that God will bind us to His will and to one another in the body of Christ with cords that cannot be broken. You know, if you've listened to the broadcast any length of time, you know that I talk about prayer quite a bit. And I ask the people that are listening to write down those things they need God to do. Share their burdens with me. And you might say, well, why do I do that? Well, the answer is God told me to. He's raised up this ministry as a ministry of prayer, intercession, and correspondence. Isaiah 59 and 16 declares, and he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Isaiah 63 and 5 says, the prophet says, I looked and there was none to help, and I wondered there was none to uphold. Ezekiel 22 and 30, and I sought for a man that should stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Thank God there is a divine intercessor that God himself has raised up, just and perfect, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who sits ever living to make daily intercession for you and me at the right hand of the majesty on high. And the Lord said he will never turn a deaf ear to your call, to my call. And he quickened the scripture to me that you've not chosen me, that I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. And I've not doubted that call. I've not shirked my duty to God or to the UCM spiritual family. And so that's why I invite you to write down your requests. Even though it seems like there's mountains before you, those mountains can be moved. But if you say, what's the use? And if we let Satan prick our hearts with just a little doubt, well, defeat then is fairly certain. But listen, God has his hand upon you, and he wants to bless you and meet your every need. I know you can get help from God when no one else can help. He's just waiting to be asked. His storehouse is not empty. His ears are not deaf to your call. He's not asleep concerning your needs. God wants to bless you, and don't let the enemy or anyone else tell you different. Don't let Satan defeat you. Keep holding on. It's your birthright as a child of God to ask your heavenly Father. And when two shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, according to Matthew 18 and 19, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Oh, brother and sister, Jesus loves you. And I know that's why he's burdened my heart for you, why he's appointed me to stand in the gap for you in prayer. When he called his children out of Egypt, he separated a priestly tribe, not because I'm a better than you situation, but to draw nigh to him and to stand before him and to bless the people in his name. Praise God. The presence of the Lord is just reaching out to you even now. Receive his ministry. For I would say to you, my beloved, enter in. Yea, enter in and make glad your heart with the abundance of life that I give to you. For in me there is no excess, and in me there's no darkness at all. For that which is manifest of the Spirit, is it not light? And is it not made light by the quickening of my Spirit? For the light penetrates the darkness. The darkness comprehendeth it not, but the darkness gives way to the light, and that which was of the darkness is not, and that which is of the light shineth forth under the abundance and under the radiation of resurrection life. I say to you, what tomb can hold you back? What sepulcher can confine you? What grave is there that can retain you as you walk in my strength and power? For the tomb of doubt and the tomb of fear shall not hold you back. The sepulcher of quaking and fearfulness and timidity shall not be able to confine you. There shall not be a grave that shall hold your faith down, says the Lord. Even in this hour shall you arise and come forth into a newness of life. In days past, you've heard the voices of those who did say there were no miracles for this hour, that did declare that one cannot hear the voice of the Lord today. But I declare to you, my beloved, hear the voice of the Lord your God, which says to you, I am the resurrection and the life, and you shall hear, and you shall manifest that which you do hear, and you shall come forth in radiance of my Spirit and of power. For the word of life is quicker and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of the Spirit divideth asunder that which is of the Spirit and that which is of the flesh. So arise, my beloved, come into my presence. Live no more in the naturalness of your thinking, in the poverty of your being, in the naturalness of your understanding. For I'm calling for a people today that will come forth in my name, that they can live in the resurrection glory of my spirit. You need to learn that which is of me shall prosper, and that which is made manifest is light. And the light shall break forth in the midst of the darkness, and the darkness shall be dispelled. Darkness cannot comprehend that which I do, but it is light, beloved, my light, that dispels the darkness, and it is in that light that your life shall shine forth. So wait patiently for me. Wait patiently upon your God, and as you walk in the love and in the light and in the glory of my presence, you need only to rest and to wait patiently for your God. And as you walk in the light, I shall cause that light to grow and to increase with greater abundance of revelation. I will come to you and make known to you my ways. You shall receive that which I shall cause you to receive. So rejoice, for the angels of the Lord encamp around you. The angel of the Lord watches over you. The angels of the Lord make a way for you. From the heart of your God shall come forth ministering angels to take you by the hand and cause you to walk in the ways of your God. You shall be liberated from the powers of darkness, and you shall be ministered to by my Spirit. And I shall come to you in innumerable ways and bring you into a relationship with me such as you have never known all the days of your Christian walk, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for speaking your word of encouragement and comfort. And partner, spiritual family, I pray as you receive this word and think upon what the Lord just said, I pray that he'll just encircle you in the arms of his love. And in his mighty presence, may all weariness and tiredness from the battles be dispelled. And may new hope and praise stir your heart. Amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you today, this week, and I invite you to tune in next week as we again share the word of the Lord. The announcer is going to give you our mailing address, and again, I extend an invitation. You may never have written to a radio broadcast ministry, but this is a personal ministry to you. No one else reads the letter, no one else writes the letters, no one else answers the letters, seals the letters, stamps them, or stuffs the letter, the envelope. It's me, and it's a joyous privilege I have. I look forward to what I can bring from the Lord to your heart. God bless you. Till next week, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours as my...
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.